get your ass in here. I don't care if it's bad luck for the groom to see the bride. Besides, I'm not Angela Jekyll, and I don't know if I will ever be that short bitch again. I haven't been her in days. She's probably dead and gone, flushed out of my system completely by now. The strongest survive, and baby, you know I'm the strongest. So sorry about her wedding and all, but Lola Hyde is primed for the honeymoon. Let's say we ditch this stuffy pomp and circumstance and get a jump on Paris, Milan, Rome, and that Mediterranean cruise. You got the tickets on you? Perhaps you misunderstand me. I cannot change into Angela Jekyll anymore. I mean, I've never actually changed into Angela Jekyll because I wanted to. The damn serum in me would time out or whatever, and I would go through the excruciating experience of de-evolving into that pathetic dishwater turd. And as you know, I've worked out that little problem. So now winner takes all. Rest in peace, Angela Jekyll, PhD, MD, whatever the fuck she was. Who cares? What are you doing now? You're getting on your knees? You're begging me? This is rich. I positively love to see you do this in the bedroom, honey. But now, with the tuxedo tails and slicked back hair, you look so small, so sad, so helpless, so pathetic. Do you think you can appeal to my tenderness, my altruism, my sense of fair play? Justice, sweetness, whatever's left of my heart. Sorry, my friend. But that's all weakness. And there is nothing weak in Lola Hyde. Not anymore. Oh, you think I can do it? You believe in me, do you? You think I am so amazing that I can just will myself back into Angela Jekyll for an hour or two so that she can have her special day? You believe I can do anything? Well, of course you're right. I can do anything. But it will cost you. Angela ran out of time, so I'd be doing you a big favor if I even lifted a finger to try to help her now. So what would you give me? You already do everything I say. So it's really difficult for you to barter for anything more in this relationship. Hey, I've got it. How about extending the honeymoon? We're planning to see some of Europe and the Mediterranean. What if we see the rest of the world, too? The extension could be Angela's share, but I'll take that, too, on the condition that I'll try to change back for her wedding today. And that's my offer. Do we have a deal? Good. Good. It sounds fun, doesn't it? The extended honeymoon. Not this crap I'm about to put myself through. You'd better appreciate how completely hideous it is for me to change back into Angela. I mean, I literally have no reason to put myself through this shit. But you asked so nicely. And an extra honeymoon spent seeing the world with the man who empowers me like Angela's serum. I suppose that's a fair trade. But this stupid ceremony better be quick. And Angela's going to get sick and be unable to attend the reception, because as soon as we're out of this damn church, I'm taking what's mine back. Understood? Good. Aw, you're going to be such a good husband. So, is this the tiny ancient wedding dress over here? Been in the family for generations, they say. Oof, it looks wilted. Okay. Give me a minute. I cannot believe I am doing this. Come on out, you little bitch. Time to crawl out from under your rock. God damn it. Come on. Ugh, I hate this. It's not working. Stop looking at me. Don't you realize you empower the Lola Hyde side of me with your eyes? Your very presence. Get the fuck out of here. Leave me alone and maybe I can do this. Get out of here now! All right, he's gone. I just need to clear my mind of him and focus on that loser inside me. Come on, damn it. Oh no, it's starting. Oh, I hate this. Shrinking. Feeling my body shriveling. Becoming a nobody. A miserable, tiny, insignificant, ugly bitch. I don't want to be this way again. I hate looking like this. How could you love someone like me? That's just not possible. Hi, could you help me get ready? Sorry, I'm running so late. I had an old friend come in from out of town. Yes, thank you. Come in. I know I've got to hurry. I'm ready. Thank you, Daddy. I am so very happy. Yes, I think I am ready to start. I can't wait to see him. This is all so wonderful. Okay, here we go. Hello. Hello. Thank you for coming. Hi. Thank you. Dad, I'm shaking like a leaf. My legs are turning to jelly. I'm so happy everyone is here and that I'm marrying my soulmate. Look at him up there. So handsome, sweet. Just gotta get through this. I must focus on myself. One step at a time. Thank you, Dad. I've got it from here. Well, here we are. Hello, darling. So glad I could make it. You look so handsome. My dearest love. My soulmate. I've dreamed about this for so long. Oh, you make me so happy. Oh, my heart won't stop racing. I don't care anymore what other people might think. I have you. I'm going to give you the best from now on. I will be the best me that I can be forever. And together, we'll be unstoppable. Let everyone see the real me. Here I am. Behold, commoners, in this house of worship, a goddess stands revealed. Hello, everyone. Mother, father, padre, family, friends, countrymen, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet the new me, the new Dr. Angela Jekyll. This is not witchcraft that you see before you. No, this is science. With my genius, I was able to chemically induce my body to evolve to this amazing superhuman level of development. I must say that the results have surpassed anything previously known to mankind, as you will no doubt agree. My new husband and I will be showing off my astounding achievements to all the world over the next several weeks, months, what have you. We may not have much time to offer many of you in the future, but I'm sure you'll understand. With my work, we'll be so busy. So many important people to see. With my supportive husband always by my side. I'm certain you will all keep tabs on us via the international news. There will be daily updates, I'm sure. But for now, let's make this official. Shall we? Are you ready, my darling? The luckiest man in all the world, Let's tie the knot and get this over with. Angela did this. It wasn't me. She couldn't keep her shit together. Seemed all too willing to trigger me. Well, I guess it's for the best. Now, no one will wonder why you're always with me in public, and why Angela suddenly dropped off the face of the planet. Not that anyone would miss her. I can be your wife, Angela, for the adoring crowds, but in the bedroom you will always address me as Lola. Understood? Good. Let's get this going, Padre. We're denying the rest of the world my greatness with every moment we're mucking about here. So, if you have a condensed version of whatever you were going to say, get on with it. No, sister. You're back from Italy at last. You've got to help me, please. They keep drugging me and saying that I'm dangerous. Some sort of monster. Eleanor, can't Daddy pull some strings and get me out of this horrid place? I've done nothing wrong. In fact, the wrongs have been done only to me. I'll tell you everything. This... This terrifying woman broke into my bedroom, tied me up in a chair, and threatened to kill me if I didn't break off my engagement. Then, before she left, she changed. I didn't recognize her at the time, but she turned into that spoiled little mousy doctor that everyone's always praising, but no one really cares for. She left me tied and gagged. I struggled for over an hour trying to get free, and I hurt my shoulder when I tipped my chair over. And then I saw it. There was this strange bottle of fluid under the bed. It was something the woman dropped while she was showing off how strong and beautiful she was. When she couldn't find it, she turned back into that little wretch. So naturally, I suspected that the potion could make me strong. I was able to wiggle loose enough to grab and drink it. I drank all of it. Oh, Eleanor, it made me feel so good, so powerful. I broke out of my bindings easily, and then I just kept growing more and more powerful. Oh, and I desperately wanted to make that little bitch pay for what she did to me. I would find her and destroy her. But the next thing I knew, I was naked and filthy in an alley, and I hurt all over. I thought I was dying. I crawled home. I was terrified that she would come back and kill me as she had threatened. So I did what she had instructed me to do. I ended my engagement. After that, I put myself in hospital. I couldn't stop the pain. It was unbearable. And then I heard about the mousy doctor stealing my fiancé, getting my ring. I was furious. And somehow, my rage, it made all the pain go away. And then it happened again. I got stronger. I blacked out. Then I found myself lying naked, just outside our estate. I realized what must be happening. This must be what it's like for the mousy doctor when she becomes her horrible, stronger, beautiful self. Thankfully, close to home, I returned and acted as if nothing had happened. I found out about their engagement party, and I decided to confront them both. And when I got there, it happened again, right in front of him and his new fiancée. The next thing I know, I'm in here, and they say I'm a monster, and they keep drugging me. Eleanor, you've got to help me. Say something, please. They got married, and she changed into the tall, beautiful woman in front of everyone in the church. World famous already, you say. Going on a cruise. A world tour. I see. I will kill her for what she's done to me. I will kill her. Hating her, it's the only thing that takes the pain away. Hating her makes me feel so powerful.